Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. We're holding on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So says the Mishnah, HaBehema VaKelim Karagli HaBailim. Then not only is a person limited to his tchum, his possessions also, his animals, his kelim, his clothing, it's also all limited to his tchum. And therefore, HaMeiser Behemta Livnai Oy L'Raya, if a person on Yom Tov, he gives his behema to his son or to a shepherd to watch his behema, Hari Elu Karagli HaBailim, so they're limited to bringing the animal only in places where the Bailim, where the Bailim's tchum extends, they can't bring it past there. And also, says the Mishnah, that let's say you have kelim hamiyuchadim le'echa min ha'achin shebebayis, if let's say you have two brothers, and one of them has something which is miyuchad for him, he has his own shoes, and the other brother uses it, hare'elu karaglov, the brother that's using the borrowing the shoes, he's limited to bringing it only in a place where the owner's tchum could go. V'she'im yuchadin, and if let's say there's something in the house that's not miyuchad to any one specific brother, let's say they have a suit that they share, so then the halacha is hare'elu kemakom shaholcha. So then you go basa wherever the common places where they could both go, so that's where you could bring the suit. Each one's limited by the other one's tchum. Hashayo kli mechaveri me'erev yamtif. If let's say Reuven borrows something from Shimon on Erev Yom Tov, so then, being that Reuven borrowed it on Erev Yom Tov, he already had it going into Yom Tov, so it's Keragli Hashayol. So then it goes based off of Reuven's Tchum. However, Hashayol B'Yom Tov, however, if he only borrows it on Yom Tov, so then being that it was in the possession of the lender going into Yom Tov, so it's Karagli Hamashil, so then in Hilchus Tchumin, we're gonna go bust with the lender. V'chein isha sheshala mechaver to tavun umayim umelech li'isasa, so to a woman, she wanted to make some fresh bread for Yom Tov, and she had to borrow those, some spices, some salt, some water from her friend. So now, when she bakes it, the bread contains ingredients from herself. It also contains ingredients from her friend. So hare elu karagle shteyan. So also she's going to be limited by her friend's tchum, and the only places where her friend's tchum could allow her to bring it, that's where she could bring it. But otherwise, she won't be able to bring it past any of those places. Rabbi Yehuda paiter b'mayim b'mnei she'im b'hen mamish. Rabbi Yehuda was masking to the Tanakamo when it comes to tavlin and melech. However, when it comes to water, if the lady had to borrow water from her friend, being that when she bakes the bread, you don't really see any of the water. You'll taste the spices, you'll taste the salt, but the water doesn't manifestate itself at all. So therefore, by water, you're not limited to your friend's tchum. We don't view it as being of any significance. Only by salt and by spices. Now says the Gemara, this that our Mishnah said, that if you give your behemoth to your son or to your shepherd on Yom Tov, it's limited to the owner's tchum, that masnisa deloik Reb Daisa, our Mishnah seems to be not like Reb Daisa. The Tani, we learned in the Braisa that Reb Daisa Eimer, va'amila abashol Eimer, some say it's abashol, that halekeach behema mechaveri, me'erev Yom Tov, if, first of all, another case, Reuven who buys a behema from Shimon on Erev Yom Tov, so he bought it, so it's owned by Reuven. Afa pishalei masrelei ela b'Yom Tov, even though Shimon only brought it over to Reuven on Yom Tov, still harehi keraglei halekeach. We'll go basa Reuven's chum because he owned it going into Yom Tov. Now this is the ikar part. V'hamaiser behema l'raya, and if a person gives his behema over to a shepherd on Yom Tov, afa pishalei masrelei ela b'Yom Tov, even though he only gave it over on Yom Tov, harehi keraglei haraya. It says you go basa the chum of the shepherd. That's not like our Mishnah, which said that you go basa the tchum of the owner. So says the Gemara, no, afilu tema Rabbi Daisa. Our Mishnah and Rabbi Daisa are not necessarily arguing. V'laikasho, kan b'raya echad, kan b'shnei rayim. There's a difference between if there's one shepherd in town, that's what Rabbi Daisa was talking about, where there's one shepherd in town, so it was obvious going into Yom Tov that that's who you were going to be giving the behema to, and being that it was obvious that you were going to be giving him the behema, so he could go basar the ragli haraya, and consider it as if you gave it to him already before Yom Tov, whereas our Mishnah is discussing a case where there's two shepherds in town, and being that you didn't give it to any one specific shepherd before Yom Tov, so therefore, you go baser the ragli habaylin. And dekanami, and it's mashma like that from our Mishnah, that we're dafka talking in a case where there's two shepherds, so to speak. Dekatani, because the Mishnah says, livnai oyla raya. When it says, when it describes this case, it says that if a person gives his behemoth to his son or to a shepherd, so shmamina, you see that our Mishnah is discussing a case where there was more than one option of who you were going to give it to. Now, Amar Rabbi Bar Barchan, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, halachik Rabbi Daisa. The halacha is like Rabbi Daisa. So that's mashma that kilu that Rabbi Yechanan understood that it's a machlekes, and he was paskening like Rabbi Daisa over our Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yechanan hachi, would Rabbi Yechanan really paskin like Rabbi Daisa over our Mishnah, over a sta Mishnah? V'am Rabbi Yechanan halachik a sta Mishnah. Rabbi Yechanan said, a klal, that the halacha is always like a sta Mishnah. Utnan, and we have our Mishnah, which is a Stam Mishnah, and it says that Habehema Vakelim Karagli Habailim. And it says that if you give the Behema to a shepherd, you go Basar the Ragli Habailim. Not like Reb Daisa, who said that you go Basar the Ragli Haraya. So it says the Gemara Vilava Kimna Kamba Raya Echad Kambishne Rayim. Didn't we already say that it's not really a Machlaikas? Our Mishnah is talking about where there's two shepherds. Reb Daisa was talking about where there's one shepherd. And when Rabbi Yechanan said that the halacha is like Rabbi Daisa, he really just meant to bring out this point that it's not a Machlaikas, and Mamela, the halacha is like Rabbi Daisa. Meaning, in the case where there's one shepherd, so then you go Basar the Ragli Haraya. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, that Shnayim Sheshalu Chaluk Echad, if you have two people, Reuven and Shimon, that they borrowed a suit, Beshutfis, Zet Lelich Boy Shachris to Beis HaMedrash, Reuven took it because he wanted to bring it for Shachris to the Shul, Vezeli Kanis Boy Arvis to Beis HaMishteh, and Shimon wanted it because he was going to use it Leil Yom Tif to bring it to a Bar Mitzvah party, or whatever it is, so Zet Erev Alav Lutzafain, Vezet Erev Alav Lodarim, Reuven, let's say, he made an Erev to the north to go to the shul, and Shimon made the Erev to the south to go to the Beis HaMishteh, to go to the Bar Mitzvah. So Zeh she'erev alav l'tzafayin, mahalich l'tzafayin, karagli mi she'erev alav l'darim. So the one who wants to go with it to the north, he's gonna be limited by the southern one's Erev Tchumen. And the one who's trying to go south with it, he's gonna be limited by the north, by the one who wanted to go north, by his Erev Tchumen. V'im mitzu as a tchum, and if the mamish made it to opposite ends, where now there's no overlap, so then I raise it lo yazizenemim kaimas, and you can't move the suit at all from its place, you have to just leave it where it is. Itmar was stated, that shnayim shalakhu chavis ubehema b'shutfes. Let's say you have a case that two people, let's say again, Reuven and Shimon, they bought a barrel of wine, or they bought a behema to shecht on Yom Tif and to divide it all up on Yom Tif. So the wine they're going to divide on Yom Tif, the behema they're going to shecht and divide on Yom Tif. So they bought it already together before Yom Tif. So going into Yom Tif, it's owned by both of them. And then on Yom Tif, they're going to split it. So Rav Amer Chavis Muteres Ubehema Asura. Rav says that after they split it, let's say Reuven now gets his half of the wine, so now that half of the wine that Reuven gets, he could now bring it wherever his tchum allows him to. He's not limited by Shimon's tchum. But by the case of Behema, so then it's a surah. Then in that case, he's limited. Once they divide the animal, he's going to be limited by Shimon's tchum. Ushmol amar chavis nami asura. Shmuel says, no, what's the difference? There's no difference between chavis and Behema. In both cases, you're going to be limited by the other one's tchum. So now ask the Gemara, my kasava Rav, what does Rav hold exactly? Meaning Shmuel, we could understand. Shmuel obviously just doesn't hold the Brera. And therefore, even though you get your half of the wine, you get your half of the behema, okay, but going into Yom Tif, it was owned by both of them. Being that going into Yom Tif, it was owned by both of them, so it's going to be limited, in both cases, it's going to be limited by the other one's tchum. But ask the Gemara, my kasava Rav, what does Rav hold? Does he hold a Brera, does he not hold a Brera? He kasava yesh Brera, if he does hold a Brera, and that's why he says by the case of the wine, that you're not limited to the other one's tchum, because when Reuven gets his half, we'll say Brera, and we'll say that retroactively, it's as if this half was always owned by Reuven. Meaning when they bought it on Erev Yom Tif, really Reuven bought this half and Shimon bought that half. And so this half that Reuven has was never owned by Shimon. This was always Reuven's half. That's the idea of Brera. So if Rav holds a Brera, and that's why by the wine case he says that Reuven's not limited by Shimon's Tchum, if so, ask the Gemara. So then Afila Behema Tishteri. So even by the case of the Behema, we should say the same thing. Why by the case of the Behema, do we say that all of a sudden Reuven is limited by Shimon's tchum? V'ikasav re'im brera, And if you'll tell me that by the case of the behema, the reason why Rav says that you're limited, that Reuven is limited by Shimon's tchum, is because Rav doesn't hold the breira, so then afilu chavis nami asura. So then by the case of the wine, you should also say that Reuven is limited by Shimon's tchum, that each one's limited by each other's tchum. Because why should we differentiate between the case of the wine and the case of the behema? So says the Gemara. Now, the item kasavar yesh breira. Really, Rav holds that we do say breira. And that's why, by the case of the wine, Reuven can now take it wherever his tchum allows him to, and Shimon can take it wherever his tchum allows him to, because we'll say breira and say that this half was always Reuven's and this half was always Shimon's. By the case of the behema, we can't use breira. Why? Because v'shanya behema de kayanchi tchumin mehadadi. Because being that the behemoth was alive going into Yom Tif, and then it was shechted, but it's getting nourished, a behemoth, just physically, it gets nourished each half gets nourishment from the other half. Meaning, let's say Reuven gets the right half, and Shimon gets the left half. Reuven's half is getting nourished from Shimon's half, and Shimon's half is getting nourished by Reuven's half. So when they shecht it, and they divide it, it's not going to help to say that when Reuven gets, let's say, the right half, that we should say that, oh yeah, the right half was always Reuven's. Because in Reuven's half is also pieces of Shimon, because it's pieces from Shimon's half, because it gets nourished from Shimon's half. In pieces of Shimon's half is pieces from Reuven's half. And therefore, Mamela, they're going to be limited by, each one's going to be limited by the other one's Tchum. That's what Rav holds. Says the Gemara, Amri le Rav, Kahana Rav Asi le Rav. If you really hold that each one has part of his piece inside the other one, so then it's a problem of muksa. Because being that each one's makbid on each other, so each one's half is muksa to the other one. And if so, so then there should be a much more serious problem of muksa. And even if someone's tchum overlaps, it should still be a problem of muksa. Elamai, you're not being choshish from muksa because you're not considering it like each one has a piece of his inside the other one. So then you shouldn't be choshish for tchum either. Meaning, this doesn't make any sense that you're saying that this is a problem for Tchumin and not a problem for Muksa. And so says the Gemara that Chasik Rav didn't respond. Either he was maskim, he was being chaser, or he didn't respond. He didn't feel like he needed to respond. He had the teretz, but he didn't share it with us. He didn't feel it was necessary to defend himself. Uncle Panim says the Gemara, may havi Allah. What's the maskana? What's the halacha? Do we say breira or do we not say breira? So says the Gemara, Rav Hishaya Amar Yesh breira, Rav Yechon Amar Ein breira. Rav Hishaya says that we do hold the breira, and Rav Yechon says that we do not apply the principle of breira. Ask the Gemara, V'savar Rav Hishaya Yesh breira. Is that really true that Rav Hishaya holds a breira? V'atanamba, we learned in the Mishnah, when it comes to the din of Saif Tumulatzis, that Hameis Bebayis V'loi Psachim Harbe. If let's say there's a mace inside of a room, and there's a lot of different doorways it could go out, it could eventually go out from to bring it out outside. So Kulan Tameim, all of them get the din of Saif Tumulatzis, and they're all going to be Tamei, being that there's no reason to specifically give the din of Saif Tumulatzis to one doorway over the other. So they're all Tamei. However, Niftach Echad Mehen, if let's say you go ahead and you open one of the doorways, so then Hu Tameh V'Kulan Tohirim. So then that doorway will be Tameh, but that will be Matzel on the other ones. Now the other ones will not get a din of Saif Tamalatzes, because we'll say that it's going to go out through the doorway that's open. Chishev L'Hitziyo Be'Echad Mehen, let's say you didn't actually open the doorway, but you just had a Machshava, that you're going to take it out through one of the doorways, through doorway A, let's say, or through a certain window that has 4x4 tfachim, which is the minimum shear for a Pesach. So that also, even the machshava, that's matzelos al psachim kulan, that's going to be matzel on the other doorways, let's say B, C, and D, and now B, C, and D are not going to get the din of Saif Tamalatzes. This, that it helps machshava, that's only if you do it before the mace dies, because that will make it that now the tumma doesn't go to doorways B, C, and D. But once the tumma is already going, so the machshava is not going to be enough to stop it. Machshava can't stop it, they could just make it that it doesn't go to begin with. Vesel says a no, even after the mace dies, the machshava could help, and it could even stop the tumma. So now, says the Gemara, Vid Mara Allah, it was said about this Mishnah that Amar of Hishaya l'tayres apsachim mikanu lahaba. Now, when Beis Hillel says that even after the mace dies, it will help to have a machshava, and let's say to think that I'm going to take it out through doorway A and not B, C, or D. So that only is going to help you that now mikanu lahaba, doorways B, C, and D are tar. Now if you put a kli in one of those doorways, that kli will not become tame. But if there was already a kli there when the mace died, that kli remains tame. We don't say retroactively, we don't say breira, and say retroactively that now you have a machshava to take the mace out through doorway A, then now retroactively B, C, and D don't have a din of saif tumulatzeis. We do not say breira. So you see that the mikanu lahaba in lamafreya loy, it's only mikanu lahaba, but not lamafreya, meaning Rav Yishaya does not hold a breira, not like what we said before, that Rav Yishaya holds a breira. So says the Gemara, epuch, Rav Yishaya amar ein breira, Rav Yechon amar yesh breira. Switch it around, that really, that in the machlaikis, it's Rav Yishaya who doesn't hold a breira, and it's Rav Yechon who holds a breira.